Is this your car, Sophie? She asks.
Oh, no. This is a government car, used for official business. We have one, but not as nice as this.
We?
Oh, my husband and I. He's a hawk.
A hawk? And what are you?
Tess, I say, cutting in. Don't be rude.
I raised you, Kennedy. You're mine. You can expel all the power you want, but in the end, you will never be able to defeat your own mother.
Charlie doesn't move.
These kids are the best chance we have to defeat Magnar, you big piece of leather. And Magnar's your responsibility. You gave him power, so quit complaining and help. If you want us gone, show us the way.
The crocodile hisses.
I'll never leave Kiraku to help humans in their world.
I'm going to assume the street would be much too narrow for a passenger ship. She pointed at a section of the window. Do you see this part? I should be able to open it and escape. And if not, I'll simply break it and escape.
Syra, wake up!
Someone shouted. They were shaking me urgently. As awareness came flooding back, I realized I was sitting on a floor somewhere, slumped against a wall.
If there's one thing I've learned in my 18 life cycles, it's that the most special moments, the most magical pockets of our existence, are always going to be the parts of us that the rest of the world won't understand.
She tossed the pad onto her ready room desk. I've got a brewing civil war between us and the GPC, Galactic People's Congress, my ass. A few rogue Dalmassi fleets that aren't responding to anyone's hails.